Well, the number of tui spotted in Canterbury Gardens has nearly tripled over the last decade, while bird numbers have only slightly risen in other parts of the country. Canterbury had a significant surge in tui population, soaring up to 210%. The numbers were revealed in the latest State of New Zealand Garden Birds Research. We're joined now by Senior Researcher and Survey Coordinator Dr. Angela Brandt. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena.
So a 210% increase, what does that translate to in terms of the number of tui in Canterbury?
Yeah, so as you said, there's roughly three times more tui that are being reported from across Canterbury now compared to 10 years ago. And what that means for people individually is you're basically more likely to see a tui in your garden. There's something like around 3% of gardens reported seeing a tui 10 years ago, and now that's over 6%. So that's pretty cool.
What do you think has caused that increase?
Well, a couple of things that we know it isn't due to. There are more people submitting surveys in the Garden Bird Survey, but we account for that. So it's not just that, and it's not because people are feeding their tui more often, because we account for that in the survey analysis as well. So It seems to be something going on in the environment, and that could be a few different things. It could be the predator-free efforts that have been going on for 8 to 10 years now across the country and including in Canterbury. It could be also partly with habitat restoration and planting, because, you know, those tui really do love their flowering plants, nectar sources for their food.
They do. They make themselves known when they're around too, don't they? They sort of they make a bit of a racket, don't they? What else did you find in terms of a species? Any concerns?
Yeah, so there are, over time we have seen declines. Each year we report these results for silver eye and also for some of our introduced species, including finches and starlings. But what's interesting this year, too, is the first time we're seeing a decline in sparrows. And that doesn't mean that there aren't probably still heaps of sparrows around, but it does start to give us pause, because those species are using, you know, the same kind of resources and environment, and they're affected by some of the same kinds of things our native birds are as well. So it does mean we should take a closer look. But we're also really keen to know if some of these trends continue. So it's really helpful that people do keep participating in the Garden Bird Survey every year, because the trends can change.
Yeah, just quickly, how do people participate? How does the survey work?
So you just need to spend an hour in your garden during the time of the survey. This year it's from the 29th of June to 7th of July. If you go to the website, gardenbirdsurvey.nz, you can find out more. There's all the details there and more results from the State of Garden Birds report.
Sounds like a pretty good survey. As far as surveys go, that sounds like a painless one. Hey, thank you very much for that. That is Senior Researcher and Survey Coordinator of the State of New Zealand Garden Birds Research, Dr. Angela Brandt.